We are having lots of fun, and that must mean that this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and this is the In the Weeds shows, and that means we are here with Walter Sullivan. Hi, Walter. My name is Jeffrey Davis.
Jeffrey, and we still have no weed here yet. We got to get client guests that are going to bring us weed.
Yeah, that would be pretty scary.
It could be in a month, though, that we could see that.
But, you know, if you told me I could misbehave, you'd think I was already on weed. I don't need a lubricant to get me to misbehave. But our next guest, everybody's been talking about him all day, that we were getting the best guest, and that's Sam Barber, president of Cultivate Mass. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. Well, Sam, tell us about Cultivate Mass.
Yeah, so we were the first to receive a retail provisional license, and we're located in Leicester, Massachusetts. But, we've been in operation for 8 months, but very excited for the adult use market coming shortly.
Now, Sam, Cultivate Mass, first of all, started out under another name. You're a medical marijuana dispensary as well. But you seem to stay under the under the wire. People really...
Radar,
thank you.
I know.
I'm still old school. I know. Everything's Wyatt. Maybe I'm a little Wyatt.
And I think I'm older than you, but you are older than me in the way you act.
But you... But, Sam, you just seem focused. I mean, you have one dispensary, one cultivation, one processing facility, right, and you stayed focused moving through. I think that helped you out a lot. Why don't you explain how you guys started in your method in how you developed your business?
Absolutely. Well, and I think that's where a lot of people start off in this industry, is this idea of, you know, we're going to be in every state, we're going to have 50 dispensaries open. And then they, you know, getting into the process, they understand just how hard it is to get one open. And that was, you know, we set out at the beginning, you know, we want to get open. We want to be one of the first open in the state and position ourselves so that if it does go, you know, to the rec market, we're going to be the first one to get that license. So, you know, we've gone out and done that, stayed laser focused on, it's not the largest facility, but we're extremely efficient. And having it in one location allows me to, and the rest of our team, to quickly, you know, go around, make sure, it's up to our standard, because the risks for this industry of not getting something right or not the quality that you're looking for is massive.
I mean, we've seen some cultivators or dispensaries that had to shut down because of mold or other issues. They took on more than they probably should have. How big's your grow?
So we're around 10,000 square feet, even in our small footprint. So we are able to get, you know, a good sized canopy off of that. And the other part is if you do dial things in correctly in your grows, you can get an incredible amount of product from such a small area. Groups talking about 200,000 square foot grows. That's huge. I think people overlook how big of an undertaking that is.
Now, you were the first company to receive a recreational retail license, marijuana retail establishment. Mm-hmm. Give you a lot of credit for that. When do you think we may be seeing recreational marijuana at your store, the ability just for anyone 21 or older to come in?
Yeah, so we did get very good news yesterday evening. We got an email from the state. Basically it's this next step where we've sent in our request for an inspection. So, now that we've sent that in, we should hear back shortly on a date. And from there, it's very close.
Well, it could be interesting because of where you're located. Come next summer or spring season, you're next door to a drive-in. You can stop by Cultivate Mass.
Yeah.
Get some product and go enjoy yourself at the drive-in afterwards. You started out as a nonprofit by law.
Right.
Required a medical marijuana dispensary to be nonprofit. You became a for-profit. Hmm. Can you just walk the people through as to what you went through in changing and the reasons for it?
Right. And so when we started off, that was part of the state requirements that you did need to be a nonprofit. They had changed that in, I believe, around November last year to allow for-profit because they saw this adult-use market coming. It was very tricky for us to convert, this nonprofit business into a for-profit. The way that has to be done is getting the Attorney General to actually approve that transfer process to make sure it's up to standard. So the DPH allowing us to switch and creating a clear path forward took a lot of the headache away from, you know, switching to this new
market. It's not just going to the Secretary of State's office and saying, I'm a for-profit.
Right. So this drawn-out process allowed us to, you know, get, you know, for us to be able to operate in the in the rec market. Otherwise, you know, it would have been a mess. I would say it would have taken more like years to switch over.
So what's the story? How did the whole idea start? Who started it? And how did the whole business evolve?
Yeah. So I, you know, I was very fortunate. I actually went to school at Babson, and my dad's business partner lived down the street, and you know, he started, you know, slowly getting into the industry in other states, and you know, I brought up the idea of starting a beverage company, and both of us kind of jumped on it, dove in deeper, and then after we kind of finished that one up, we put in the application for a medical license, and you know, next thing we knew, we had a license and found a site and, you know, hiring 25 people.
So you have partners?
I do.
Outside of the family or in the family only?
You know, I have my dad who's been a big help, as well as Rob Lally.
Very cool.
Yes. Now you...
Go.
You caught me off guard there. You started this business. I got to ask, what was the beverage business? You really threw me off with that.
So we made an infused beverage using different cannabinoids to create kind of certain effects. So what you think of as sativa or indica, you know, we pull those cannabinoids to create.
I think that's going to be very big. The beverage industry is exploding all over the country.
Right.
And I think to be, you know, cannabis and beverage, it's just a natural marriage.
Right. Well, and that's, you know, starting off, it was like, let's go out and we'll license this. And then you understand just how much goes into actually getting those components. So.
See, Coke gets back to its roots.
It is.
You know, that's what Coke
started with,
right?
People don't realize what Coke was in Coke.
It was cocaine, right.
Isn't there a song about that? We don't like cocaine.
Yeah. But it's funny how things, you know, what goes around, it gets, all comes back in a circle.
It does. Explain your beverages and, you know, and what type of beverages you have available at your dispensary.
Yeah, so right now we kind of do more of, we have a one-to-one THC to CBD, which is kind of more of like a hybrid. And then there's, we use a distillate, so kind of 94% pure THC in there. And then we've just started experimenting with getting CBN. So that's really good for helping you fall asleep. And then we're also pulling terpenes from different strains to help push that effect along.
What type of drinks are they? Carbonated or?
Oh, so it's more like a vitamin water.
Now, what percent? I'm very interested. You used to hear that 60% are a flower and 40% edibles or other infused products. What do you see the market being at your dispensary?
Yeah, you know, we were fortunate to, you know, to do a fantastic job with our cartridges, and we've seen, you know, flower only being around 50% of our sales, which is abnormal for this state. And the big thing is we've found cartridges that aren't failing, with batteries that are easy to use, and people love them. You know, getting rid of that smell, just ease of use is huge for people.
What's your biggest product that you're selling?
Let's see. We do firecrackers, which are big.
What are firecrackers?
Yeah, right away. What's a firecracker? I mean, a firecracker for me is different than I'm sure what it is now.
So it's a, we have a pre-roll, which the guys do a great job with the pre-roll and just how that burns. And then that is coated in a distillate. And then on the outside of that distillate is keef.
Why is it called a firecracker?
Bang.
There you go.
Boy, Walter, you really are something.
I'm a little slow learning here.
Tell us about some other products you know, people are listening.
Yeah. You know, we've had.
And then we'll explain them to Walter.
Yeah.
I need a lot of explanation, don't I?
I guess so.
So some of the more, you know, interesting ones that we've seen just have been a huge hit, especially with the older crowd, is we have a 1-to-1 THC to CBD. So the CBD helps with the anti-inflammatory, THC with more targeting the pain. And that's in this Bengay-like cream. So, you know, you put it on your knee when
for me, for my knees and my lower back.
Right. So I do that for, I've had 5 knee operations on one knee.
And I've read that there's been a lot of positive effects to marijuana in anointment.
Mm. Absolutely. And it's not, you know, it really isn't that high feeling. It's
right.
Really more targeted in that area. And then we also do some other preparation with that oil so it gets through that skin barrier much quicker and effectively.
Now, what are you planning for your retail establishment?
For
when you open for adult use?
So, I mean, it's you know, we've hired people. So we've hired about 10 people in preparation. We've trained them. It's kind of in this holding pattern right now. But we plan on having... you know, somebody outside to direct traffic, make sure, you know, one person's coming in at the vestibule at a time. And then we'll also have around 8 terminals to make sure we can quickly go through and get people in and out.
So, Sam, if somebody wants to find you at Cultivate Mass or Cultivate Mass, how would they do that?
So if you look up Cultivate Mass on Google, we're gonna pop right up. And then on Leafly, Weed Maps, you know, just about anywhere.
Why don't you tell your address and telephone number.
Can we do a show from your location when you open up?
Yeah, we got to do it right out front.
Well, that'd be great.
That'd be a nice idea.
That'd be great.
Maybe you'll actually get some weed finally.
Got to get a food truck out there too.
I start coughing, so I can't smoke.
Give it out of the farms here, you know, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Well, the liquid form.
Help your knees.
That I'm very interested in. That I would absolutely, within a second, have it on my lower back. I was hit by 2 18-wheelers. I've had knee surgery. Mm-hmm. In a second, I'd be trying that stuff.
Well, and that's kind of our focus as well, is to try to get rid of this negative stigma that comes with cannabis. It's how we built our dispensary. It's how we're creating our products to get people that are generally more apprehensive of these things and more open to them. So like a 2.5 milligram... you know, whatever gummy or infused product for just about everyone, you know, it's not a huge effect, more like a glass of wine. And that's pretty appealing to people.
Again, did you tell us how to find you?
So it's at 1764 Main Street in Leicester, Mass.
Mm. Okay.
Next to the drive-in.
Next to the drive-in, right on Route 9.
Wow. Sounds good.
Get some stuff and go have a nice movie. They'll give you some popcorn there too. He'll
That's
be in
Walter Sullivan in the back of his car tailgating eating 16 buckets of popcorn. And my
Gotta
name
get
is
Doritos too.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. We've been speaking with Sam Barber. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.